Supervisor Dean Preston represents District 5 in San Francisco. He asked city election officials about the potential for fraud or manipulation in the November election.
Someone can generate fraudulent conduct, false endorsements, and so forth, put it out there, and what I'm hearing, at least from elections and ethics, and maybe we'll hear differently from our professor, but there's not a tool to address that.
San Francisco and the Bay Area are home to a growing number of tech companies focusing on AI, among other technologies. When Preston asked Department of Elections Director John Arntz what, if anything, could be done to counteract AI fakes, he acknowledged that there isn't a whole lot that the city can do.
If complainants were to come to elections or to ethics, they would be told that there's nothing either agency could do.
We do not have laws on the books right now that would prohibit that. I mean, I'd be interested in working with the city attorney's office to see what they think is the furthest extent we could go, but we don't have that tool in our toolbox right now.
AI and its potential risks is a national and state concern. David Harris is a UC Berkeley Business School professor and AI expert. He's also an advisor to Common Cause and the NYU Law School's Brennan Center. He says California is considering some 50 AI-related bills. Nationally, over 400 are being considered. He said the European Union has advanced several regulations that require tech firms to take actions to mitigate the harms their products do.
They have to conduct an assessment of the risks posed to elections. They have to report on their planned risk mitigations for that. They have to hire an external auditor to audit those risk assessments and risk mitigations. And then they have to open up their platforms to independent researchers who are vetted to study whether the platforms are doing enough and to study the problems created on those platforms.
Preston says the board is planning to bring forward a resolution in support of a package of state bills that would prohibit the use of deep fakes in campaign material and would require social media companies to label any AI-generated images or audio as such. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.